when I say goodbye, it is never for long, 'cause I know our love still lives on. It'll be again exactly like it was, 'cause I believe in the power of love.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Dr. Leo, what do you think of that? Sharon mentioned Sapelo Island as one of the romantic destinations.
Sapelo is just one of the most incredible islands in Georgia. It has a great history. It has beautiful scenery. And, you know, there's a lot of places known. There's a song written about Sapelo. And, you know, and there's a lot of just neat things on that island as far as the history goes, the history of the Indians, the history of the Geechee Gullah people, things going back to the plantation days, and the innovation that's occurred between things like crops like sugarcane, Sapelo Island red peas, and oranges. So it's a very, very rich cultural diversity. And years ago, under the coffin, it was one of the center places to be. It was, if you were lucky, you were really lucky to be invited to spend some time on Sapelo Island. And you can do that again now, and the birdhouses offers that opportunity for someone to come back and see an island in really, in a sense, its pristine state.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. And on the last segment, I mean, you heard Bill Main, who, of course, is the Bill from the Bill and Joe Morning Show here at WDUN, describe his stay on Sapelo. And he and his wife, Kate, had a great time. And what he described is really what everyone can experience. So let's talk a little bit, though, about Sapelo, because, you know, we're always saying, you know, brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. But let's talk a little bit more in detail about those Sapelo Island Birdhouses and really what someone can experience staying in the birdhouses and experiencing Sapelo.
Yeah. Sapelo is the fourth largest of the Georgian Barrier Islands. There's a variety of Georgian Barrier Islands, but it's the fourth largest. You have eight big islands. It's about the size of Manhattan. It's about 13 miles long and anywhere from 4 to 2 miles across, with a population of around 50 people.
50 people on an island the size of Manhattan.
Which means if someone is bothering you, you can go a mile or so and don't have to see anybody.
Yeah. Well, that's true. I have experienced that, where I've jumped in the truck and driven up to the north end of the island, and literally no one is up there. There's some wild cow up there, but no people.
Right. And it's one of the few islands that you can get to on a regular basis by ferry. And the other islands that are included in that group are Cumberland Island and Little St. Simons. And those are the those three islands, Sapelo, Little St. Simons, and Cumberland, are islands which are pristine, and then you'd need a ferry to get to. The other island which you can get to on an irregular basis, and you may need certain trips, would be Osceola. But the three that I mentioned are the three that you can get to, and they're beautiful, pristine islands, and they're part of the, you know, they're part of the Georgia coast.
Well, the good thing, too, about Sapelo, when you talk about the islands that you can get to that do not have bridges and that you need to take a ferry to, is that when you come to Sapelo, unlike, say, Cumberland, there are some places that are readily available for you to spend the night and have that whole experience of actually staying on the island, not just coming for the day.
That's right. And the birdhouses offers the opportunity for people to have nice accommodations with a variety of locations. And the birdhouses also has the opportunity to also help build a community. When you stay at the birdhouses, you help build the only intact Geechee Gullah community on the Georgia coast. Because in Georgia, there are no beaches on the mainland. All the Georgia beaches are on the Barrier Islands.
Now, when you say it's part of helping the community, say a little bit more about that. I mean, is that really part of why you started the Sapelo Island Birdhouses?
That's probably one of the primary reasons we started it. We started basically to help this, which is, again, a Georgia resource. You had a small intact Geechee Gullah community in the community of Hog Hammock, which once point had as many as seven communities, has now been narrowed down to one. And a lot of the young people are leaving. So we looked at the situation and said, what can we do with our little effort to help bring jobs and awareness to this area? And the birdhouses served as a point for that. We hire the young people in the area. Visitors can come and they can see the island in a really pristine setting. And at the same time, when they stay, they're offering opportunities for the people on the island to get some employment and stay on the island. Because the only way you're going to find about the beauties is to find about people who are there all the time. And since they're the locals, they're there all the time, they know where the secrets are, they know where all the goodies are, and you know, they don't mind sharing them with you.
You're absolutely right about that. So taking a tour is no problem, and the tour is offered by the folks who live there, like you said, on a regular basis and have lived there for generations, and their families are passing down all of the traditions that have been in their families for say, nine generations, and some of the families on the island.
And that's true. I mean, you can stay at the birdhouses. There's also staying at the Reynolds Mansion, which is also a nice stay, but the people who actually work in the mansion live in a community called Hawk Hammock. So when you stay at the birdhouses, you're in the community where the people are from, and it's a different type of interaction. There's a little store in the community, and then you have a variety of birdhouses consisting of a variety of five places to stay, consisting of three separate cottages, and then there's an old store, which was one of the oldest general stores in the state, which fell into disrepair, which the birdhouses purchased, and it was revitalized. Jimmy Carter, when he was president, visited that store, mm-hmm. and was owned by Benny Johnson. And that store has been revitalized and has two small little apartment cottages in the back of it. And the front part of the store has been renovated, and we're going to make that a museum. It'll be a museum for the community, where the people in the community can show their history and what they've contributed as far as basket making, fishnet making, cast net making, and, again, the knowledge of herbal lore.
And that would be really highlighting the Geechee culture that's there on the island and has been through the generations. You know, one of the things when I first went to Sapelo that really struck me was the connection between Sapelo and West Africa. I've spent quite a bit of time in West Africa during my Pan Am days, and I could immediately see so many of the cultural traditions that you see in West Africa right there on Sapelo. Like you said, the basket making, the fishnet making for fishing, for seine fishing, and when the people go out and do seine fishing, the fishing is still done that way in West Africa. There's a direct connection, so that culture is still very vibrant. It's still very close to its original place, which was West Africa.
True. And when you visit the birdhouses, there's a variety of places. Our largest birdhouse is known as the Sapelo Island Birdhouse. It can sleep as many as six people. It has two twin master suites. It overlooks the marsh, which overlooks the ocean. So you can sit on this huge porch, which is all screened in, and look out at the ocean and see the shrimp boats going by. And when a full moon comes, which is very romantic, it comes up right over the gap. So that little marsh, which is in front of you, fills up like a bay. Right beside it is a smaller cottage known as the Painted Bunny, which can sleep too. It again has the same ocean view, and it's situated with the second cottage that both cottages don't interfere. You feel like you're there by yourself.
That's true.
And that's a great setting. And again, these all have gourmet kitchens. They all have restrooms, and it's just a really neat environment. You have TV if you want to watch it. If not, you don't have to. A bit further in is a place called the Woodstock Cottage, which is like the Woodstock birds nesting high in the trees. It's a beautiful two-bedroom cottage, hardwood floors. We use a lot of environmental friendly materials, and these cottages are very, very nice, very comfortable. Again, it's in the community more so than the other places, and it's surrounded by woods or up in the trees. Moving a bit in the community is we have the store. In the back of the store are two little small apartments, which have been renovated in back of the store to a very, very high level. We pay our support the place, but we also take a lot of the money and we use it to support programs such as the agricultural programs on Sapelo, and again, hiring young people so they can have some type of income to keep them on the island.
And you know, everybody loves the beach. And one of the things that Bill Main and I talked about in the last segment is how nice the beach is. And you can go to the beach, have the beach all to yourself, even if there are other people on the beach. You can just go down a little bit and have a private spot to yourself right on the beach.
There are 7 miles of beach on Sapelo, and I said before, that's a lot. And if you're on the beach and there's like maybe eight or five people, that can be a crowded day.
That would be considered crowded.
And you have the community, and the most famous person in that community is Cornelia Bailey. She's basically, you know, the person that's done a lot to anchor and help that community.
Now, one of the other things I want to mention, too, before, because we're coming down to the end of the show, and that is Yvonne Grosvenor, who is a master basket maker right there on the island. And unlike the baskets that you get in Charleston or South Carolina, where they are not actually going out in the wild and picking and harvesting their own materials, on Sapelo, Yvonne actually goes out in the maritime forest. She processes all of the materials that she gathers from there. So her baskets are truly, truly handmade. I mean, all the way from choosing and selecting the materials that she's going to harvest. And she sells those baskets right on the island. And not only sells them, she also will teach classes on the island as well as off the island for basket making. I mean, that's a fantastic opportunity if you're coming to Sapelo.
There's tour taking. There's also visiting the Reynolds Plantation. And also the Marine Institute is there, as well as the Sapelo Island Research Institute, which is a facility set up by the federal government, which teaches. And they have a classroom there. And again, that's all free.
All free. So many things to do. Now, Doc Bill, okay, so now we've got everybody ready to come for Valentine's for something romantic or really throughout the year. So how do they do that?
They do it by going to the website, sapelo islandbirdhouses.com. That's sapelo islandbirdhouses.com. phone number is 912-223-6515. Again, that's 912-223-6515. Visit the website. There's a lot of information on it. Email us on the website, and you can always call and set it up. And again, we can give you information on how to come to the island, and you'll have a great time.
They'll have a great time. And that's Sapelo, spelled S-A-P-E-L-O, Sapelo. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I hope you guys have been inspired to do something very, very romantic. We're going into that month. February, it is the month of love and romance. Check back with us in 2 weeks. We'll have some more information about fun things to do in Georgia. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9, WDUN. Bye-bye.
And there I see just what you mean.